Last week, we started a character study on Nehemiah, and we're going to continue that character study today. Our teaching today is entitled, Intended for Influence. But before we begin, let's review the teachings from our previous 2 weeks. In lesson number one, entitled Designed for Ministry, we learned that our God-given temperament or personality is ideally suited for the mission God intends for our life. Who we are at this moment in time and space, empowered by the Holy Spirit, is the person God intends to use for great kingdom purposes. We are Nazarites, set apart for God's holy purpose. Therefore, it is crucial that we know our personality well and appreciate what strengths our personality offers, because the personality God gave us points us in the direction of what our mission may look like and the manner by which we will serve to fulfill that very important mission. In lesson number two, entitled Prepared for Ministry, we learn that God will prepare us for our mission, that every important task or venture requires a period of training and preparation. Training is often difficult. Many Christ followers refer to their training as their desert experience. However, it is through God's discipline in our lives that we are prepared for the mission God has in store for us. God's preparation in our lives is intended to enable us to become people empowered by His Spirit to have significant influence in this world for the sake of Christ. And that's where we pick up our topic today, that God designed us to have significant influence in this world. I believe that is a truth for every single Christ follower. If that was not true, why would Christ give us the command to go into all the world and make disciples? If He did not intend for us to have a great impact, a great influence upon other people, why would He give us that command? He did not give us a command that we are incapable of doing, particularly since we have the Holy Spirit to empower us, to guide us, to give us insight, to make us sensitive, to help us with the words that we need to speak. He has given us all that we need.